Oh my god. Good. Did you really just eat your skin?
Scab.
Did you really just eat a scab?
I've been doing it my whole life.
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature.
You know what? Fuck you. We're going right into it. You are an absolute piece of work. Heidi came in here hot as a piss. Look at her. Look at that stupid face. Look at her stupid face. Her stupid bangs and her stupid shirt. And her stupid fist and her stupid fucking chin. Stupid asshole. Get the fuck out, stupid. You came in here shot out of a cannon, dripping from your vag, talking about Lenny Kravitz. I don't know what's going on. You're having a day, but you're in a good mood, which puts me in a bad mood, but you're in a good mood, and I love it.
Oh, thanks. It's a rare. It's a rare.
It's rarity. Nice. It's nice. How are you?
Fucking sucks. Just kidding.
Life is bad.
I'm just Life teasing.
Life is bad.
Sorry, I was kidding.
Why are you being No. You said I was stupid.
No, I said that's stupid.
Which was something I was doing, which in turn says that I'm stupid. Am I right or wrong?
No, it's the actual act of what you were doing was stupid.
It's going to be a rough one for you. Oh, boy.
Oh, it's a good day.
It sure is, isn't it?
I wonder what my Uranus is in, because it's good right now.
What'd she say? Wonder what your Uranus is in?
You know, like people say, like the moon is in Scorpio, and then you have to know what your Uranus is in.
I'm not sure that anyone's ever said your moon is in Scorpio.
Totally. That's a thing.
No, it's not.
It is a thing.
Your moon is in Scorpio?
My moon is in Cancer. So I'm sensitive.
Cancer, like the dent in your head. Oh, fucking A.
Sorry. I was just trying to be funny.
No, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. It's good to see everybody. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah? Okay. Oh, good.
First, good. I like talking.
Fantastic.
So last week, there's so much to, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. Everyone, we're done with the Thanksgiving shit. Mm-hmm. I spent mine in 29 Palms, California, Joshua Tree.
Nice.
Sort of. You've been down there, right?
Yeah, I love it down there.
How long does it take you to drive there?
One time it took us 6.5 hours.
That's how long it took me!
And one time it took two, so it's just
So
depends.
Usually it's 2 hours. Nicholas and I drove down Wednesday.
At what time?
Left like 1 p.m.
Yeah, that's...
No, it would have been long anyway. But dude, it's a 2-hour drive. It took 6.5 hours. We had a dinner reservation with friends and we're getting there. We're already at like four something hours and traffic just completely stops on the highway, completely stops. And then we see ambulances, multiple ambulances,
oh shit,
multiple tow trucks, cop cars.
Oh my God. I'm going to throw up one time when you do that.
I hope so. So gross. We didn't move 1 inch for 1.5 hours, and it was 10 cars in front of us where this whatever happened.
Somebody better fucking.
That's what. So I was getting
not
so,
dead. I won't say dead. But
I was like, getting so irritated, and Dickless, she was driving, and she was like completely fine. I don't know how. It was so annoying how not bothered she was, and I was just like, I just want to go home, and we finally got to the crash. And you know those, like, it was a pickup truck, a big pickup truck with one of those trailers that holds, like, four-wheelers and dirt bikes mm-hmm. and stuff? Mm-hmm. The truck had obviously flipped a bunch of times. The trailer Ooh. Was split in half.
Oh, my God.
And, like, there's four-wheelers and dirt bikes all over the place.
Did you grab one?
No, I should have. But, and there's, like, water bottles and snacks all over the highway.
Oh, that sucks.
So, I don't know if someone died, but we didn't move for 1.5 hours.
That sucks.
So, our day was better than that person's, even if
was
they survived.
Was it just them? Was there another
vehicle? There must have been other cars because there's multiple tow trucks. But I don't know. We didn't see anything. But multiple ambulae, which had me concerned. But
that sucks.
What'd you do?
I drove down to San Diego and I realized that I guess the driving school that I went to, because I had to drive because my boyfriend can't because he had his heart thing.
Pussy, yeah.
And we were with, I had the kids and his kids in the back, and I make some strong rules when they get in the car. I feel like I'm like this old, like, set in my ways person. I guess I am. But I'm like, you have to wear your fucking seatbelt. What country doesn't make you wear a seatbelt? It drives me fucking crazy.
These kids don't want to wear seatbelts?
Just one of them. But my boyfriend has, he's not, like, I think he has a little bit of an ADD sort of thing where he's just,
he's not
like,
a good dad, but.
No, he's a great dad. But then I go into the mode where I say, because, so I was just like, hey, can you put your seatbelt on? Because my car has a little thing.
It tells you.
It tells me.
It rats him out.
Exactly. So I kept saying, can you put your seatbelt on? And he does it. And then for some reason he takes it off and just, so he's like, I just want to sleep. And I'm like, but you can with your seatbelt on. You have, so, okay. So my boyfriend was just like, oh my God, we fucking short, like, stop saying that. I'm like, well, you don't make your kids wear seatbelts. That's child endangerment.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
Also, I have a friend and she never wants to wear a seatbelt in my car.
Stupid.
In the back, she goes, I'm in the back seat. I'm like, people sound so stupid.
I've had two friends from years ago that died not wearing their seatbelt.
That's the point.
And one of them flew from the back seat out through the fucking front window and died.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
I don't know why Heartthrob's playing the sound effects. You're trying to be serious. Dude. Chill out.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
This is why we only have 703 subscribers.
I know. I'm sorry. It's because of this shit like that.
Apologies.
But we drove down.
One more thing on the seatbelt.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried telling my friend and she's like, I'm in the back seat. I'm like, how does that make any fucking sense?
None.
But I say to her, like, listen, you may not care about like your own safety. First of all, you have a daughter, you have a husband, you have family and friends. If you die in my car, I will feel bad about it.
Yeah,
I will feel like I did something that killed you.
Yeah,
she goes, oh, cluck at her ticket, and she like makes fun of me for it. And you know,
yeah, I don't. It drives me nuts when people are like, just let him. No, he's 16. Once and then
he stole the soft skull.
It drives me fucking crazy. Then another thing that I guess I only learned in my driver's ed in 1942, but fucking
halfway through the war.
When you're in the left-hand lane, that's a fast lane.
Yeah.
And I lost my shit.
What'd you do?
Several times.
What'd you do, Heidi?
Just, especially these fucking Teslas. And I'm just, and there's one on the side of the road. The guy's like, oh no, I don't have enough to get to San Diego. Like, it's just driving me fucking crazy. But there was a Tesla that was in the fucking fast lane, and I know how fast they go. You can go fast.
They're pretty quick.
They're wonderful cars. I'm over them right now.
Don't worry, they're not a sponsor. You can say whatever you want about them.
But so then I have to go all the way to the right lane and then driving to San Diego. I mean, it took us 3.5 hours when it only takes like two.
Yeah.
But like bumper to bumper traffic. And then all of a sudden there's none. Where did that traffic come from? There's no accident.
Now that you say that, the kid probably would have been fine without a seatbelt. You're not even moving.
Yeah, but when we were going fast too. But I'm a real big
proponent.
Stickler.
Yeah, so am I. But, the only rule of the road I don't follow is speeding. I'll go as fast as I want, and stop signs, I don't really care for them. Yeah. Otherwise, tickets.
It's like a
blinkers.
Suggestion. Stop sign is just a. You might want to stop.
I always drive with my hood on, which is a rule in California. You have to have your hood on your car. So I leave it on all the time.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Florida, I believe, is the only state in the country where you don't need a hood on your car.
I think in Alabama as well.
That's true. Might be true. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that about Alabama? Do you know something I don't know?
I've been there before.
And no hoods on the cars?
There was a few.
Actually, you're not allowed to have them there, I think, unless you're from out of state.
Right.
If you register in Alabama, you got to pull the hood off.
What the young people call bougie.
Yeah. To have a hood it on. Is what it is, really.
But so I get to San Diego, and my boyfriend's cousin's house is the most beautiful fucking... it is the most beautiful home
place?
I've ever seen in my life.
Better than this apartment? You can be honest.
Just a little bit.
It's just different. It's different.
Yeah. And I go out back and I'm like, I'm sorry, are there tennis courts here? They're tennis courts. I mean.
Oh, and you like tennis, right?
Yeah, I love it. I wish I would have known. I had no clue. But this cousin is the fucking coolest. And she's really into aliens.
I thought you were going to say anal. I swear.
Aliens.
Okay.
And.
Is she aware of what's going on today?
Oh, it's today? Will you, will you give me all the information, then I'll send her a text.
Hold this thought. Yes. Yeah. So you know about the Schumer Amendment, the Chuck Schumer legislation he's putting forward?
No.
So months ago, he drafted up, there's a thing called the NDAA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act. And every year, Congress and the Senate puts it together, and it's like, where this money's going to this military, this money's going into this program, this is like for veterans, it's for like military promotions, all kinds of like just things Congress has to figure out for where money is going. So Chuck Schumer, Democrat from, I forget where he's from.
Like Vermont or something like that?
I forget where it is, but he was a
Amy Schumer's dad's second cousin.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He was like the majority leader the last 4 years, couple of years. Now he's the minority leader of the, whatever. And he put forward this 60-something page amendment in the NDAA, which basically lays out that the government, as we know it, basically we know that there's these hidden UFO programs. We know that there's bodies frozen and all kinds of shit. And it says that coming at the beginning of 2024, that these aerospace companies and defense companies that have all these in their, like, hidden in their buildings have 3 months to give a complete list to Congress as to what they have.
Wow.
And they won't face any prosecution if they do it within 3 months. 3 months after that, they have to show it to the oversight committees of Congress to be like, you know, it's gone on without oversight for almost 90 years, which is very illegal. And then after that, the government would take something called eminent domain, which means that if they want it, they can have it.
Yeah,
because it wasn't
taken. A lot in the music business. There's that
a little bit, yeah.
Internet domain, yeah.
So the big holdup with it passed the House with flying colors. No one in the House went against it, and now it's being voted on in the Senate. And it was going well. It would go into law December 22nd, I think. It was going well until two senators or Congress people both are trying to kill the bill. They both are trying to get rid of it.
Why?
And all it's about, the whole thing is just about. It's called the UAP Disclosure Plan. This is fucking 60 pages of paperwork in our government. It's massive, massive legislation. And it's all about just transparency, the government to the people. Right. Who would be against that?
No one's listening anyhow, because that first Senate hearing, no one fucking Congress, knew about,
yeah.
Was it
Congress.
Senate? It was,
yep.
No one fucking cared. That's what
It's insane.
I talked to his cousin about it. I was like, what happened? Yeah. Oh, look over here. Let's indict Trump 400 ways. So stupid. Let's talk about the Kardashians and Kanye.
No, it's nuts.
Fucking kidding me?
So these two Congress people or senators, I do forget which ones. They're Republicans, but that doesn't matter. Each one of them in their district, one of them represents Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which allegedly is where the Roswell crash and bodies were brought to. Wright-Patterson has historically been a huge part of the UFO, the whole cover-up deal. And one of the other guys, I believe, represents Lockheed Martin, which has long been, it's a defense contractor who's been rumored for decades and decades to have UFOs and reverse engineering shit. So it's not very strange that these two guys are trying to kill the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then Mitch McConnell got involved and another senator.
Is Mitch McConnell trying to kill it?
He is. So just favors, and they all get paid. Like these companies,
he's getting paid by someone.
They all do.
He's not well now, so he shouldn't even be an office.
It's the worst thing about government is like lobbying and paying for it. Yeah. It's so fucked. Anyway, so the thought was it was going to get killed today. It was going to be taken out of the NDAA, but people, like myself included, I spent yesterday calling Congress people. I was calling senators and leaving voicemails saying this is a very important thing to me. And they've gotten like 20 or 30,000 phone calls over the weekend. Like inboxes are full. And so today, it was supposed to get killed today. And I just read before we started from a guy on Twitter called Mike Disclosure. Mm. He said, breaking news, Congress is currently rewriting the Schumer Amendment to remove the eminent domain clause and exempting certain act of SAP, which is a special access program, which is a program in the military that doesn't require oversight. It's like a secret program. It's a Hail Mary attempt at trying to get the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023 passed. So it was supposed to be dead today, and it's not yet. So
wow.
It's,
that's good news.
The people's voices matter, and it's working. So that's great. But just crazy times we live in. You were saying.
So she's awesome, and she was explaining how she saw a flying. She saw a UFO. I forget where. And then her daughter's 13. So fucking like the super bright girl. And she was telling me that she saw one when she was younger. And then she had gone to a friend's house, maybe like a couple years ago. She's 14 right now. So she was 12. And she said that she woke up and she got up out of bed, went to the window at her friend's house and saw a saucer and three like beings like walking out. Now she's young, so you're like, mom. But the way that she was describing it, I was like, and she said, I woke up the next morning and I thought, oh my God, did I dream that? No, it was real. And she said, no one believed her. And then she stopped saying anything, but she felt weird. She said it was like this weird, like out of body experience that she saw this, like.
And sounds right.
Yeah. And she said she woke up and just was like, I have to look out the window. I have to look out the window. And she,
that is cool. A very, very common thing where people like just will either wake up or be watching TV and just like, I have to look outside. I have to go outside and look up. Why? And then there's something there. That's so a very cool. Common thing.
Yeah. But wait, so I'm looking at my phone right now and it says tax guy because the IRS.
I thought it said Tina Fey.
Oh,
I wish.
Tina Fey is calling me right now. Mm-hmm. Tax guy, my taxes have been lost by the IRS. My 2022, I called somebody 4 months ago. They said that they're under review. I did them in June, and I was like, "Oh, that's weird. Is that should I be scared?" And he's, "Oh, no. It'll just be another like month." Okay, cool. What? That was 3.5 months ago. Now I called last week, and they're like, "Ooh, I don't see anything in here. We must have lost them." And
you,
I guess
you gave
this
them
happens
physical
a lot. Yeah,
papers?
Yeah, I sent them in. So I guess this is happening a lot. Anyhow.
Wow.
So I have to go all the way.
Oh, fun.
Down. Yeah, that's fun.
That's great.
But on the note of I just want to say something that happened on Thanksgiving.
I'm listening.
So my boyfriend's sister, she's a nice human. We're sitting there. We're sitting there. We're not close. Like we don't call each other up and chat. And she was asking about my mom and dad, and I was like, oh, you know, my dad, he's going blind, and they're having some issues with like social security stuff.
Yeah.
Like social security.
Oh, yeah, that's what I
meant. The government took $200 out of each of their checks because my mom gets paid $9 an hour. It just make it make sense.
We're in the money.
Yeah, it's just this country is fucked. But anyhow.
Well, by the way, the government last year, they failed their audit. There was a missing $80 billion
Amazing.
Unaccounted for.
Very cool.
But if we're off by a couple grand, we're going to get audited and we might go to jail.
And my mom.
I believe it was 60 or $80 billion unaccounted for.
Where'd it go?
UFOs, baby.
So I'll make a long story short, or I'm making a short story long. So she's sitting there and she had just gone to Africa. She travels a lot. She does really well for herself. Okay. And she has these African bracelets on, and it's a tribe called the
West.
No, they're called the Maasai, and the Maasai are the ones that jump up and down, and they wear like the long, like
jump up and down.
They
don't
elongate
walk.
Their necks. No, but when they dance, they jump all the way up. It's amazing. By the way,
have you ever seen when they take the rings off?
Yes.
It's so fucking weird.
So crazy.
You gotta throw one of those images in there for that one. That's so wild.
I mean, I've been obsessed with Africa for so, like, since I was a kid, I've always wanted to go. But anyhow. So my aunt and uncle went, and they had gotten me a bracelet. So she had these bracelets on, and I go, and now we're in front of a lot of my boyfriend's family, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing up, she's sitting down. She goes, "Hey, will you help me with this bracelet? It's hard to get off." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And I go, "I have one almost just like that, only it's longer and I know it's hard. I never wear it cuz it's so like cumbersome and stuff and hard to get off." And she looked at me and she goes, "Where did you get one?" And I said, "Oh, my aunt and uncle went and did the same thing that you did. And they went to see the Maasai's and stuff." And she goes, "How?" And I was like, I still didn't like comprehend what she was saying. And I go, they on a plane? They like, how?" And I said, "I don't, yeah, on a plane, like they went there a few years ago." And she was like, "How? Your family's so poor." So I said,
well, and you said she's very wealthy? Or
she does well for herself. Like, she's single.
That's such a comment.
She's
though.
My age. She's single. She's got a good job. She takes care of her mom, who's this beautiful. Oh, I love her so much. She's 80s. So I think there's some resentment built up with my boyfriend and her because he has kids and he can't be in San Diego every day, or maybe he should be more there more often, or whatever it is. And my boyfriend's like, "Well, it's probably because every time she asks about your family, you're like, well, this is going on." And so, yeah. And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess I'm just going to be like, everything's fantastic. They're touring Europe. We're flying around the world.
They're in Dubai again.
Like, I should
say. What did you say, really? What was your response?
I said,
talk about it takes, you can't even speak. You're just like, did that really just happen?
Right. But I wish I would have said something else. But
Call her. Say it right now.
But
call
I said, her. I said, "Well, it's my in-law, like it's my other side of my family. It's my late husband's aunt and uncle. He's a famous actor." So, and she was like, "Oh, that makes sense." And I just looked at her and I was just like, you know, someone who preaches about how their faith and they're so religious, or they have, you know, "Oh, I'm grateful for every..." Like, you don't say that shit to somebody. I don't care if you know that just be like, "Oh, that's awesome. That's great."
That's an easier way to do it.
"I'm glad that you have that bracelet too. It probably means a lot. Yeah, it was a really great, great time." Instead, how?
Yeah.
Like, are you, I wanted to just punch her in the fucking face so hard. Cause she's mean to my boyfriend as it is. And I'm mean to my boyfriend too, but whatever.
But it's your right.
Exactly.
That's your job as a girlfriend.
Anyhow, that really, that's been fun. Bugging me. My boyfriend's like, "You gotta let it go." And I'm like, "Do I though?
Do you want to cleanse the palate? Cleanse the palate?"
Yes, please.
Okay. I got something for you.
Okay.
Last week we opened the show by reading a fan letter from Hillary Duff. Hillary Duff from, it sounded like her number one fan.
Nika Costa, or no, not Nika.
No, Nika Costa, the singer?
No, I love her.
Yeah, no, let's pretend it was Nika Costa who wrote a very foreigner sounding letter to Hillary Duff. I didn't realize that there were two letters. So what we read, I believe, was the second letter.
Holy shit.
But I just texted you the first letter that I would love for you to read on the air.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I will warn you that it is much, much darker than the last one that we read.
Oh, Lord. Okay. You ready? "I am Christos Kostas, the Greek from Greece. Hillary Duffy, I think about you every day. I miss you. But if you really love me and you really want me near you, Los Angeles, California, Hillary Duffy, then I want you to help me. You must marry me. I want you to be my wife. And as for the scumbag, Matthew Coma..."
That's my friend. By the way, one of the nicest people you could ever meet in your life. So not a scumbag.
Beat him up, Hillary Duffy. Throw Matthew Comer a clog, a slipper, and a bottle of wine in his face. In his face at 4 o'clock in the morning when he's going to be sleepy and fast asleep.
Both.
Wow.
So he's very talented. He can do both.
So that his blood stops and scare Matthew Comer, such a moron that you took him and married him. Hillary Duffy, since this Matthew Comer is not for you at all, I suit you better, Hillary Duffy. I love you so much, my love. I am madly in love with you and I like you very much. Hillary Duffy, I want you to send me your new photos and videos on my mobile on Instagram. I am giving you my mobile number.
You know what? Fuck them. Say it.
693-994-3297.
Yeah, call them, people.
And they're my Hillary. You can send me whatever you want, baby. My doll, I love you so much. I only adore you that I want you to kick out and divorce your husband, Matthew Comer, once and for all. I'm considered your man. I'm Hillary Duffy to you. I want you to talk to your children and tell them to call me father.
Ooh, fuck, man.
911, what's your emergency? Hillary Duffy, I want you to marry me, even if it's a civil wedding at the town hall. He's romantic.
It gets better.
You will put your signature on the civil marriage and you will marry me, even if by force, I am not kidding, you will take me.
See what I mean? At the end, he really went off the cliff. Wow. Should we call him right now? Wow.
Yeah.
Should we call him?
Oh my God. Yes.
Do you want to pretend to be Hillary Duff?
Hillary Duffy?
Do you want to call and say, hi, this is Hillary. I got your letter. Do you want to do it? Let me see the number. Tell me the This is crazy. Let me see the number.
But you're going to have to put like star 67.
No, I don't give a fuck. Because
it'll say Dan Cleary on it.
No, it doesn't do that.
Oh, what does it say?
Nothing. If it doesn't have my number, it just, I can't believe
you're
doing
this. Yeah, but if he has an
star,
Apple
what is it? Star
phone,
what? Star 67?
Star 67, yeah.
Star 67, okay.
I mean, I've heard that's what it is.
Let's see if this fucker answers. 994.
Isn't he Dubai? Is that where he said he was from?
No, Greek.
Greece.
Oh, Greek, sorry.
Say. I mean, Greece. He's from Greek.
He's from Greek.
Okay, so you're going to be Hillary to say you got the letter? Sure. And like, how does he want?
Yeah.
Oh. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Fuck you, Nick Acosta.
Because it probably has like a
country code or something. Yeah. Ah, fuck it. Well, we tried. Wow. Isn't that a cycle though? Tell your children to call me father. You will marry me even if by force.
Yeah, the where's the one that really got
wake up Matthew Comer while he's sleepy and fast asleep at 4 a.m.
My
and throw
doll,
wine in
I
his
love
face.
You so much. I only adore, once and for all, I'm considered your man. I'm Hillary Duffy to you. What?
Yeah, he's a sick man. Wow. He's a sick, sick man.
Wow.
And you're currently working with someone who's quite famous.
Wow.
And you have a couple of friends who are famous. I would be very curious as to what kind of fan mail.
Oh.
Well, because working,
go ahead.
Ladies first, please.
One of my good friends, she was stalked by somebody who she went to high school with.
She shouldn't have gone to high school. That's not his fault.
She even went to the fucking prom with him.
She let him on.
Because she felt bad for him because he was picked on and he wasn't all that. And she went with him because
she did a nice deed.
Yes. And then in turn, he became... I guess he lost some screws loose and like actual stalk her. Like,
did he hurt her?
No.
Okay.
But he hasn't been seen from since. It's a really great story, but I mean, like, it's
so fucked, man.
It could be somebody did something to him, like went and took him out.
I don't mind.
There's a lot of mafia behind it.
So, I like this.
But he was never seen or heard from again. Knock on wood. But he will. Yeah, it's scary.
Fandom is strange. I mean, just working, being friends with Navarro and working for him for so long, and then doing the radio show for 10 years. Like, I was the guy who was in charge of our the fan email. Mm-hmm. And listen, 95% of fans are wonderful people who just want to support and love the music, love the movies, love whatever it is.
Even more than that, I would say.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, you might be right.
I mean, there's
right.
some little
as far as maybe a couple percent are dangerous or unhinged.
Yeah.
You know, some fans are just overly excited and that can also mm-hmm. be annoying to people, but there's no danger.
Right. One of my other friends, this was 2 years ago, I believe. And the cops were called because there was a guy out front of their house. And the guy said that...
this is a famous person?
Yes.
Okay.
And the guy said, oh, well, that's my wife in there. That's my wife. And they took him away. He had inside his car, he had a notebook with this person's mother's maiden name, the date of birth of her mom and dad, and all this shit. And he's locked up. He was a threat.
Fame is so strange, what it does to people. Mm-hmm. And I'm guilty of it too. If I see someone who I'm when I saw Tom Brady at a party, I was I have to talk to him. He's gonna love me. He wants to be my friend too, I think. We're all guilty of it sometimes.
Right. But that's another thing too though, is that when you do anything, whether it's sports or music or you're an actor, you have to know that there's a possibility that you're like you could blow up and be famous.
Yeah.
And then you have to just deal with that like graciously and be, cause you're not gonna be oh my God, get away from me. But that's what you signed up for.
Yeah.
Not the craziness, not the I'm gonna murder you shit, but that's what you and yeah, it must be I can't even imagine. Because
first, go ahead.
Even the tiniest bit that I felt was in, Nebraska or it was in South Dakota. And we pulled up. And I went to go make a call in a phone booth because that's how long ago that was in
Whoa.
The 90s. And I remember I was in the phone booth on the phone. We're about a block away, maybe two blocks away from the venue. And there were this girl and this guy. And then there was this like a line of people waiting for me to ask for my autograph. And they were... That was it. That was but I almost was oh my God, what's happening? Yeah.
Who are we in line for? Can I get in line? I like lines.
Who's here?
Right. And it was for you.
For me.
That's very fucking awesome.
And I can't, yeah. But I have shit stolen out of, the green room or the
of course.
The dressing room. That shit was weird. This guy would, he traveled around to see us and he stole my sweaty fishnets. And he stole my underwear. He stole my slips. He stole my dresses.
How does it feel for you, honestly, to know that he was just huffing your panties and jerking off probably for weeks and weeks?
So gross.
That's not flattering at all?
Not at all.
I need to rewrite my moves. I need different moves in my bag of tricks. Anyway, I was Dickless always walks in. I have my head buried in her laundry. Just
I've never understood that ever.
You haven't tried it, obviously.
I mean, I always like my boyfriends in the past or whatever. I always like the smell of their shirts, like cologne or even sweat.
That's what we're doing.
But not from some stranger.
Dude, fish mesh. Give it to us. Just fucking put it in there.
Fish what?
Fish mesh. Merry fish mesh. I don't know what I'm saying. Just deal with it. Oh, my God. The smellier.
Anyhow, so then I just want to go back to on the ride back to Los Angeles. One of the kids stayed in San Diego to be with his family or the family, the cousins, and the other one came back. And this was the other one that doesn't like to wear his seatbelt. So about five times, the last time it beeped beep, beep. And I looked in the rearview mirror and he went across and clicked the other seatbelt so it would stop, but not his. And I was like, hey, I saw that. please put on your seatbelt. And my boyfriend lost his fucking mind. He goes,
at you or at him?
At me. He's like, pull over. I'm taking an Uber. I'm taking an Uber home. Just pull over. If you say one more fucking time, put your seatbelt on, I'm going to lose it. And I'm like, well, it's all your fault because you don't make them wear their seatbelts. He's like, just, what is, oh my God, you just, it's nonstop. Wear your seatbelt, wear your seatbelt, wear your seatbelt.
That's a dumb question, but how do you feel if something happened and this kid's got hurt?
And I'm like, and so I said, oh, I apologize. The two of my friends fucking died from not wearing seatbelts. I'm like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Don't wear your seatbelt. And happy Thanksgiving, that was.
Have him ride on the roof of the fucking car.
Like, go ahead, fine, great, awesome. And then I was like, it's my car, it's my fucking rules.
When my friend doesn't wear her seatbelt, I put it in park. I'm like, well, I'm not moving until you do it. So yeah. I'll sit here all night. I don't care.
And he said that it's a control thing. I said, maybe it is a little bit, but it's actually the law.
It's the fucking law.
We
all break laws, but safe. Even still, it's just safe.
Yes.
It's not about the law, it's
You're
safe.
You're a child still. Yeah. You're a child. If you were a grown man, I'd be pit. Like,
I feel like you're talking to me right now. You're a child. If you were a grown man, I'm a little stoned, so that felt like you were attacking me. That was weird. I hated every second of that. Now I'm on your boyfriend's side. Fuck you, Heidi Van Tassel. You're a bitch.
No, but even if you were an adult, put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
I love when I drive my nieces. The minute they get in the car, click.
Yeah, because they were raised right.
Yes!
Something to it.
Oh my God.
I had another alien thought last night. I took a little bit of, I think I may have become a drug addict, and I'm fine with it. I took some mushrooms last night, went for a walk.
Nice.
And it's now after Thanksgiving. When this comes out, it's my birthday. We're in December now. Happy birthday to me. We're in December. And so people start doing like the blow up Santa and their fucking reindeer and snowmen. If aliens are coming here and researching and like studying us, do you think they're like, what are all these like old men with beards and what are these deers? Why are these people putting all these things in their lawn? What is all this about?
I think they're maybe,
but then like 3 months later, you're seeing like green leprechauns everywhere. And then a month later, there's like Easter bunny.
And then
there's kids with whiskers on looking for plastic eggs. Yeah, are they like, what are these people?
Bunny lay eggs?
What are these animals doing? It's so funny to think about coming here for the first time and being like, what are these people? Do we worship these Santa Clauses? Like, what is it?
When you go out for your walks, when you're on mushrooms.
Yeah.
Are you ever worried that you won't make it? Like you won't remember where your house is?
You ever done mushrooms before?
Yeah.
Do you forget how things work?
I don't remember.
It's more just like lights look cool and like you just get.
Right. So you're not like tripping.
No, I took a little bit. It's more just like it makes you happy and kind of chuckly and just a little silly, goofy. But I'm not like,
who am I?
Where is this? Am I underwater? No, it's like, that was all fine.
Oh.
Yeah. But I got home and I watched a horror movie, and like horror movies on mushrooms are definitely different.
What'd you watch?
I watched Insidious 3. I'm trying to like.
Is it good?
It was all right. The first two were good, and there's five of them. So I'm trying to like, I watched the first movie. I saw it in the theaters early 2000s, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was good.
I didn't love it in the theater. So I'm trying to like, maybe I missed something. So I'm doing the whole thing from scratch.
Oh.
So probably do four tonight.
I want to see Thanksgiving so bad.
We should go. Do you want to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Like right now? All right.
No, I want to see that. What else are we watching? You keep talking about Twin Flames. Navarro just called me and said I have to watch Twin Flames, so we'll get to it.
One
thing I didn't want to ask. Did you? We have a listener voice or a listener message I want to.
You have reached the voicemail box of
Rare Form Radio.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, this comes in from Cece, who's one of our oldest fans back in the Dark Matter days. A wonderful person. Hi, Rare Form Radio. That's us.
Hi.
I have a documentary to recommend. Check out Milli Vanilli on Paramount Plus. It is really good. I was never a fan when they first came out, but it did shift my opinion about them.
Are you okay?
Don't worry about it.
Jesus Christ. My
question to all of you is there any music you could not stand growing up, but you like it now because it gives you nostalgia, or you have changed your mind about that music? Thanks for the laughs, Cece. Thank you, Cece.
I like that name, Cece.
I did watch the Milli Vanilli doc.
Is it good?
It's fascinating. I mean, it's
so like, I saw them live
uh-huh.
at a MTV festival. I was in the second row. Tone Loke, Paula Abdul, fucking...
Every little step I take.
Who else? But Milli Vanilli, I was obsessed. I loved them. And they had a malfunction.
What were the songs?
Blame It on That's the Rain. That's the one I love. But the one that was
but the other one that falling. People like...
Blame It on
the one that everyone talks about more than that.
Girl, you know That's it's the one. True.
Wow, it sounds like the same song. Blame It on the Rain is very good.
And then I'm Gonna Miss You. And then that's their slow song. And they had a bench and they were going to ask one of the girls in the audience. I was young. I was like 14. Mm-hmm. I was raising my hand. They didn't call me. But they had a malfunction. Stop! Yeah. Ew, I thought you were doing it with your mouth.
Girl. That's real good.
they had a malfunction and they were like, oh, we're having technical issues. And I realized now that it was like, but then when I moved here, I went to a party and the surviving one who used to come to
when I was in a band called the Bad Apples in the early 2000s, he was friends with our drummer and he would come all the time.
Yeah.
Very nice guy.
Oh my God.
And he I always wanted to ask.
DJ.
Was he?
Yeah. And he was at this party and
the
he
living
was
one.
A DJ.
One of them
so
died.
Fucking
spoiler
sweet.
Alert.
Yeah. He was a really nice
Fab.
Guy.
Uh-huh.
But I was going crazy. I was like, oh my God.
But the dog is good. I didn't like, they're more likable than you thought. You kind of understand sort of how it happens. It's like,
so it explains all that, right?
Sort like of. They explained it on the rain, yeah. explain it on the stars.
That were falling.
But it's like you start with one little lie and it works and you get successful. Then like the lie just goes on and on. I think they claim that like they didn't know it was happening. Like at first they thought that was their voices or something, but it's not. And the guy who did the voices is in the documentary and everything. The guy who really sang. But it was good.
Have you ever told a lie like so? Oh, sorry.
I've told. I mean, I'm lying.
That like
you don't even know my real name.
That like continued to snowball and do.
I don't think so. Mm. I'm a pretty damn honest person. I usually lie to protect other people and myself. Let's see. So the second part of the question: any music you cannot stand growing up that you like now for nostalgia or because your taste changed?
Pink Floyd.
Oh. I can't believe you just said that.
Why?
There might be a special treat coming for Patreon people pretty soon that has to do with Pink Floyd and someone you guys have been asking about for a very long time.
The Electric Hellfire Club, we did a cover song.
Which one?
Lucifer Sam.
Wait, I don't know that.
Oh my God.
It's a Pink Floyd song?
Jennifer Gentile.
You sing all you want. I don't know it.
Yeah, it was an old one. Very like... Sounds like very like 60s. I guess it wasn't.
So what turned you from not being a fan to being a fan? Just maturity?
Yeah, I think so. And also Led Zeppelin.
I still think they suck.
Oh, I fucking love Led Zeppelin so much. Well, but I never was into them. I was like, ugh.
I acknowledge that they're good, but I don't like their music.
Yeah.
But
you like Rush?
Yeah. I like real bands. I like songs with hooks in them.
Wait. Have you seen...
We're not done with our question.
I know, but have you seen I Love You, Man, the movie?
Yes.
When he is okay, I watched it the night before last night. When he... Nope, I lied. I watched it last night. It was last night. When he is doing his accent, slapping the bassman. It reminded me of myself because she's like, what is that? What are you doing? Like, Jimmy's like, no, it's you. Jamaican. The whole scene is me. Like,
yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
Slapping the bass.
Slapping the bassman. Slapping the bassman. That's pretty good.
So good.
That's pretty funny. Okay. That's pretty good.
Anyhow.
I think for me, there's a band that I despise when I was in like junior high school, who I would now rank as one of my top 10 bands, and that is Oasis. Oh. I hated them because in high school, it was industrial. It was Alice in Chains. It was like heavier, darker shit. And Oasis were just like the catchiest hooks you've ever heard.
So good.
And it took me, I moved here. I remember I went to a party in Silver Lake, of course, in like maybe 2000. And someone put on the song Rock and Roll Star. Tonight, I'm a rock and roll star.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Really, it's the first song on their first album.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this? And he's like, oh, dude, this is Oasis. And I was like, okay, well, I love this band. And now I got everything. I've loved everything. I've seen them a few times. That's one for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I saw them that I really live didn't like. Back in the day, in the 90s, yeah. Like when they were, oh,
nice.
So good.
Yeah, they're great.
And it was all acoustic, too, when I saw them. They did a whole
I saw Noel do an acoustic set with all Oasis songs. That was pretty great.
So good.
Thank you for the question, CC.
Yeah, that was a good question.
What else that have we?
That was a real good question.
Slapping the bass, man.
Slapping the bass. I'm slapping the bass.
Do you know who Rick Allen is?
How do I know that name?
He plays drums for Def Leppard.
Oh, the one arm one?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
I saw them live on my birthday a few years ago.
A lot of people have seen them live. Yeah. And what he does with one arm is pretty amazing. And now I would like Heartthrob to tell you what he said to Rick Allen once. Heartthrob, take it away.
I was going to ask you not to talk about this.
You really were?
Oh, no.
Moving right along then.
Wait,
we don't have to.
So in Texas.
Listen, we'll talk about it and say it. If you want to cut, we'll pull it out.
It's fine. I just unintentionally asked him one time if he needed a hand.
Which he probably gets all the time from his asshole friends, but you...
It just... He was getting gear out of his car. I went to help him. I was like, hey, can I give you a hand? And then it was like...
At what moment were you done with the sentence? Was it a minute later? Was it right after you said it? Did he respond? Walk us through it.
He didn't respond to it. I'm sure he, like...
He probably didn't even think about it.
It's just an expression, you know? It's...
Yeah.
Did you...
If you would have said arm, then that would have been like, can I give you
an
arm?
Can I give you a severed arm?
He wasn't mad. Like, he hired me for a gig following that, so...
Yeah, and you guys had a nice exchange afterwards.
Yeah.
So, but did you notice it as soon as you said it? You're like, oh, God!
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm sure I helped him carry some stuff in immediately. I don't know, it's like... 10 years ago.
That's so goddamn
That's
good,
why I've
dude.
Always had a fear of little people, because I'm always afraid of what I'm going to fucking say. Like, do you need to step up? Do you need a...
It's a tall order, friend. Yeah, I don't know.
I've always been
Make short work of you, pal.
I'm always afraid, right? I'm going to say something wrong. There was a radio station.
What if you just looked at him and screamed?
I did that once in Chicago.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
So I've always had an irrational fear of little people.
Have I talked about
this before?
This is sort of ringing a bell. I didn't know you screamed at one.
There was, but she screamed at me first. It was this little person and she was chasing me down the street and I turned around and screamed at her like, ah! But she was chasing me. Why she was crazy. She was nuts.
They're all like that.
No.
What are you going to do about it?
No. But I've always had an irrational fear because I'm afraid of... Well, that
getting
woman,
your knees thrashed,
she was big too, like a big little person, like
stocky.
Yeah, like
well, that is kind of.
I don't know what they're
like.
Stop.
No, they look like they're shredded because
no, this woman was.
They
have
the same. This is the thing. This is. Do you know how they're made? Well, they're made, but like, it's the same amount of muscle just put down so that I have all the same large.
Oh yeah,
I made that up. But I love that you bought it. Oh. I'm trying to be all sciencey. Yeah. They're all like that.
I worked at this restaurant and...
By the way, if we have any little people that are fans, I would love to hear from you. Do we have one?
Oh, I don't have a fear anymore. I love, like, I have a neighbor that's a little person. I love, like, I'm not afraid anymore.
You're
but
very
I
inclusive.
Used to. I used to be really afraid because I was attacked. And I just, because I'm afraid I'm going to say something horribly wrong. And I'm going to be like, oh God, like Heartthrob did.
Do you know how I know that you're actually scared? You're doing this thing. I'm reading your body language. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about little people, you're covering yourself and you're like, it's just like a self-soothing, you're like sheltering yourself from them.
So I worked at this place in Chicago and it was called Red Light and it was around in the 90s. And it was a huge restaurant. We had a room that was a private like dining room. And you walked through these velvet curtains. And this is where I waited on like, the guy from the Eagles who said he'd put me and my mom on the list.
Donald Henley?
No, not Donald.
Joe Walsh.
No, I think it was Don Henley. No, it was the not Joe. Joe was awesome. Who's the one that just died?
Oh, You belong to the city. That guy.
Glenn Frey. Is that him? Anyhow, it was one of the fucking was Eagles. Was Glenn
Frey the Eagle? He was, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It was one of them.
He died.
And he was awesome, and he put my mom and myself in the Liz Feather show. He tipped 10% and then didn't put myself on the list, and he gave me the number to the manager, and they didn't answer the phone. This was a long, long time ago, in the 90s. So this little room was the special little room. So my boss came up to me, who I'm friends with him, and he's hilarious. And he goes, Heidi, you have a private table in there. There's about like 12 people, sat six and six. I was like, okay, cool. So I went back, and he knew about my fear. Like, it's a very, like, I stand there and just, like, I can't talk.
They must love that.
Lip sweat, just like, because I'm afraid I'm going to say something horrible.
Sweat is dripping on the top of their heads?
Yes, I just don't want to say anything that'll make them feel badly. But you know what I mean? Like, oh.
Maybe you work on your visceral reaction a little bit.
Well, I opened the curtain, and I walk in, and it was a group of little people, all of them. And they had been at the bar. I didn't see them. And we had these big Sapporo glass or Sapporo cans. You know, the Japanese.
Three cans three little people per can.
And all I saw was this little guy, so cute, and he had this big fucking can of beer. And it was like he had two little his hands, and I was like, it's like I couldn't even talk, and I I turned around and I walked out.
You didn't serve them?
I did. I had to compose myself, though, because I was
just you just walked in backwards and, like, handed them the menus?
No, it wasn't like, I didn't, no, I just was, I just wanted, I didn't want them to feel bad, so that's my thing. I was always afraid.
Well, I think once they hear this, they're going to feel a lot better. I think they're going to feel fine once they hear this episode, so I'm happy we're doing it.
No, I've met some,
My best friend's a little person. I can talk about him. It's fine. I know two of them that don't even scare me anymore. So last week also, I took control of your phone and started messaging a guy on your mm-hmm. OnlyFans.
Oh,
where are we at?
Let me look.
What? Yeah, so if you haven't caught up last week, Heidi had a guy who wants to have her rate his dick. So look, he would send a picture of his penis. She will give it a once over and respond back and give him like a 1 to 10 rating. Is that right? Basically? Or just he wants feedback on his dick.
Yeah, he never got back to me. It was too much for him. Yeah.
Open it back up. Open it back up. I'm going back to work.
No.
Yeah. Trust. Let me look.
No.
Trust.
But I'm telling you, he never, look, I said, sure, with the tip, of course. He's like,
come here.
Oh, so you're fine doing the rating? Yeah, no,
come on.
I don't like.
Do you want to get a PS5 to play Texas Chainsaw?
I'm not going to look at some guy's fucking dick for $40.
You want to do it for free?
Nope.
Wait, why won't you do it? Why won't you do that? Are you not allowed? Is it a boyfriend thing?
I don't know. I just feel weird. Like, it's almost like my OnlyFans is stopped because it's, you know, I'm not going to show anything. I'm just not.
You are,
I think. Not that person. No, for $10? No, I'm good.
For chingy chings.
Yeah, but I have barely any subscribers uh-huh. now. They all left.
Well,
because I'm not showing anything.
Right.
But so it's.
Is it over?
I don't know. I think it might be over. I'm not sure.
Oh, God.
I want the PS5, but I'm not. I mean, I can't even get fucking four people to fucking subscribe. I have 200 people. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
But you were around people all Thanksgiving. You should have said, hey, will you go on your YouTube?
They actually all do.
Fuck, I know. Me too.
They all do. Subscribe to the YouTube, folks.
Please.
Leave a review on iTunes. We're trying to build this baby. Yeah. If you want to keep doing it. Otherwise, we're going to start doing 5-minute episodes and fucking bouncing.
Yeah.
No, we're not. This is fun.
See
you. This is my favorite time of week. It's my favorite time of week.
It is?
Yeah.
Nice.
You don't agree?
I'm just teasing.
Ouch. Ouchies.
I'm just kidding with you.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
Yeah, what was that? My God. Sorry, go on.
There's something in the back of my throat.
That was your face?
It's my face, dude. Wait. I'm like a little person. What? What? Go to the...
I just learned something 3 hours ago, and it's so fucking disturbing. So there's a site called... Temu, T-E-N-T.
Yeah, please, okay. I can't even fucking talk about this anymore.
Well, no, I didn't know. I think my sister buys buy stuff over there. And nice stuff.
I had a friend of mine. Dollar. A friend of mine sent me a link. It was like a sign up for this thing, and then I get a. She's like, and I get a benefit from it.
No, that's a different thing.
She texted to me twice, and now all I get is fucking ads about it. It makes me so angry.
Are you sure it's Temu? That's not how it's. And it's not like a. No, it's a different thing.
No, pretty positive.
Temu is a site where everything's like a buck, but it's not. It. But it's not like a pyramid thing. You don't.
No. But they give you deals. Like if you refer three people, we give you a discount or whatever.
It's already a dollar. What do you fucking discount? You want like a quarter?
People are cheap.
So, I'm at my other job, and the other assistant was showing us this thing on Temu, and it's a. Like a wand. It's called a tonsil something wand, and it's kind of like a water pick. But in the back of your tonsil, there are things called
the stones. You haven't seen the tonsil stone before?
No.
You ever seen when like there's videos where people pop them out?
Hold on. So we're standing there and I'm like, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's like a thing. It comes out and it's disgusting. It smells disgusting. I was like, what? I don't understand what this is. So this other assistant goes and there's a huge, like long, like mirror and goes, watch. And I was like, what are you going to do? She reaches back and pops it, pops it and it fucking comes out.
Did you smell it?
No, but I'm so,
yeah. Wait, she has them all the time? I didn't know you could just do it at will.
Yes, if they're in there. And they're usually in there. I've never heard of this before.
I mean, tonsil stones, they're so gnarly. But you watched it come out of her throat?
Yes!
Have you seen them?
I'm just caught up on the phrase tonsil wand.
Yeah, dude.
A new nickname.
Have you seen the stones? Yes, the tonsil wand. The heartthrob tonsil wand. Google it on your phone and look up tonsil stone.
So it's, I guess you like.
Got, I mean, they're not gross, but they're big.
But she showed
me. They come out of like a.
She did it. She went. And I'm a little like.
But basically it's a hole in your throat. It's a tiny hole. And then the stone like pushes through the pore or something. Have you ever had something come out of your throat like a small.
Yes, and now I know what that is.
Is that what it is? Those stinky, disgusting little waxy bits?
It almost looks like something that's out of like a burger, like a meat or something, like a little like marrow or something.
And you smelled it?
It's like when you floss.
I just smush it and then.
It's like when you, I don't, but I, yeah, but it, I, it is like but floss I never stuff. Knew what it was, so I didn't
do I don't, that. Is that what it is? Is it tonsil garbage?
I think so. I don't know. I guess it's. I don't know. I just found this out for the first time and I'm freaking out a little bit because I watched her do it and it came out and she put it on her hand and I almost lost my,
I know I always do this, but we have to talk about it and we're going to get to the bottom of this before the show's over. We're almost done, but how much to put that in your mouth and just bite it once and then you can spit it out. How big was it? Describe the size.
It was big. It was like a...
size of a peanut or a walnut or...
No, the size of like a... Like an eraser. It was pretty
smaller
big.
Than a Skittle. Or about a Skittle size.
A lot smaller than a Skittle.
Okay.
Yeah.
An eraser size. Not the big square eraser.
No.
The pencil eraser.
Pencil eraser, yeah.
How much to bite that creamy
Nothing.
Thing? No, there is a...
No price.
Bullshit.
No price.
Guarantee your nieces have a great life. That's the truth.
Oh my God.
They're going to be happy.
$8 million. You said that there's a price. That's the price.
And a million would do it. No question.
$8 million.
$7?
Seven
cash?
$7.8 million.
Here we go. We're going down. I'm getting you the bottom dollar. I'm getting you the bottom dollar. What's the bottom dollar?
$7.4 million.
We're still going. We're still dropping. $6
million? Okay, $6
million. $4 million. Let's start cutting this off. $4
million. For my nieces and my family to have.
No, like, it's cash. We're back to cash.
Cash?
$4
million?
$4 million. To bite one?
Sure.
$2 million bucks?
Nope, four.
Bullshit.
Four. That's where I
have in my hands right here an eraser sized tonsil stone. Just came out of my throat.
$4 million.
I would love for you to bite this, and I just so happen to have a stack right here of $2 million cash I would love to give you if you would just chew this mushy tonsil stone.
It's too bad. I will only do it for four.
Look, right there. It's $2 million.
You can go and add any, $2 million on top of there.
Question, do you have any, is money an issue for you at all? Like, do you have bills to pay and stuff? Would that to buy a house or?
No, I'm good. But I'll for four. $4
million. I'll halfway maybe do $3
million. 3.8.
I'm about to do a 2.8. That's where I'm at.
Nope, 3.8.
We're at almost $3 million. Did you to bite one tonsil stone once then spit it out?
I'm going to pee in my pants.
Dude, I fucking dare you, you pussy. Do you have to pee in general or is it just...
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh. 3.8.
No, you're going bottom back up. Line. No, bullshit. I don't believe it for a second. 3.5 is a pretty normal...
Okay, 3.5 million.
Heidi, 2.8 million...
2.8 sold!
Do you want to take a break and pee? Do you want to wrap it up? You're literally holding your puss with your hand.
No, just because it's funny. You're making cupping it.
How about you, Heartthrob?
Way less.
Right? Like, yeah, real talk.
Really?
Give me the bottom dollar to bite a tonsil stone. Bottom dollar. Real talk. And mine's probably lower than yours.
Like one bite, spit out.
Yeah. It's in your. It's going to be in your teeth a little bit. You got to tongue it out a little bit.
What does it smell like?
Yeah. Next time you get
like
one,
like when you floss and you're like, worse oh, than I that forgot because about that piece from, of chicken in there that was.
It's because it's not food. It's just like stinky mush.
$4 million. Sorry, going up.
Real talk. Bottom dollar.
Dude, like $2,000.
That's kind of where I'm at a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Just to bite it and spit it out. That's easy money.
That's yeah. Four PlayStations.
That's easier than being a guitar tech. I mean, come on, man.
Okay, $1 million.
We're getting there. Real talk, we're getting there. I like that it took us being realistic for you to be less unrealistic. We're still, we have a lot further to go because.
$1 million.
You will do it for so much less, I will not believe otherwise.
I won't. I have anxiety.
$500,000.
And the fact that she went in there, put her finger down there.
It's natural.
And it fucking came out. And she was like, I got it. And it was like making this noise of like, with her finger inside her mouth. And her mouth was like, and it came out. It popped out. Oh my God. Oh, I've never known. I did not know about this. I just learned today. And I'm so old. I had no idea. Tonsil stone?
That was peak Van Tassel right there. That was great.
What?
Just your rant was wonderful. I loved it. I loved every second of it.
So gross.
She thought this would be cool?
So gross.
Did she think you guys would be like, oh my God, that's awesome, Pam?
Because she was like, you should get it out of your, like your, I'm like, why?
Do we all have them?
I guess. I don't know. I'm going to Google. That's what she sounded like. And she filmed it.
Get the video now. Text her now.
No.
Now. No. Give me your phone. I'll text her.
No, I can't because no.
All right. Maybe Chavros Panosulos can be her new fan and pay her for it. We'll get a video of it. Hmm? Hillary Duff's fan. Chanos Patastanos.
Christoph Kostas.
That's it. That's the one.
Tonsil stone.
Next time you get that thing, that little chunk or whatever, you gotta. Just give it a little smush and a little smell.
You know what's really gross? We used to play...
periods?
We used to play... Oh, it's disgusting.
I really am so grossed out by it. Also, pregnant women, I'm sorry. You're not beautiful. Everyone says it, but it's so not beautiful. I know. I'm sorry. Everyone's like, oh my God, you look radiant. You look so beautiful. No, you don't. But okay. Let's keep pretending.
Wow. Harsh.
Hey, it's truth. Deal with it.
We used to play a card game, and the loser, my late husband thought of this, the loser had to lick and sniff a pen. Have you ever licked and sniffed a pen before?
I got one right here. What do I do?
Lick it.
Lick the plastic part?
Yep. And smell it.
Honestly, I've nothing.
Maybe it's the pen. It's we used to use the, you know, like the white ones, like the
yeah, different pen. Try it.
No.
It's a different pen.
I'm good. No. Not it has to be like the, you know, like a try it. Just lick it and see if it works with that.
I'm trying to Sharpie here.
It usually smells horrible. Disgusting.
Look at it again. I'll take it back. No, I don't smell it at all.
Gross.
I don't smell it at all.
Hi.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't smell it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Great job.
Awesome.
Any parting words?
Lenny Kravitz.
What shirt is that? Oh, we didn't talk about that. You came in creaming yourself over the new Lenny Kravitz video.
Well, it's...
You handed your... told my wife to watch it, and you handed her a goddamn dildo.
You did. Listen, I was always a fan of Lenny. Always. Always. Always.
Always Lenny Kravitz.
Love. Is like, I love him. Mr. Cab Driver. Love. I mean, that first
album. I don't care for his music. There's only one song I like. Where Have You Been? It's the only one I like.
Oh, where have you
That's
been?
All.
Yeah,
I don't like that. All of my life.
Where
have you been?
There's a video of him dancing to that.
Cool dance you got.
What's that song? It's an old song, and he's dancing to it. And then they made a meme, and it says, me at Thanksgiving after not making one dish, and he's doing this dance. It's just so cool. He's still so fucking cool. So I went to his Instagram page, and I was checking him out, like his videos and stuff.
Flicking
and just
the
like,
old bean.
No. But he's just so fucking cool, and he lives on an island in the Bahamas.
He is also incredibly attractive.
Oh.
I mean, you said he was 60 years old?
He's 59. He'll be sick.
Okay.
He'll be... I can't... But I thought it was the same age as him.
I'm gonna start rounding you up to 60.
So anyhow, he is just, his new song is really good. And then I looked at the video and I was like, I'm sorry, what? What's happening? And it's him in this like this really cool house, and he's in the fucking bathtub, and he's fucking with... Oh, stop!
Let it.
Please.
That's real good.
Our listeners love it.
They hate it.
No,
it's disgusting.
They love it so much. Anyway.
So gross. But anyhow, he is just looking amazing still for...
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. He does look very, very good. He's a stunner.
And you know who his mom was, right?
No.
Roxy Roker. And Roxy was...
Al Roker's sister?
His cousin, actually.
Oh, I was just kidding.
But Roxy was on The Jeffersons. She was the... Have you seen The Jeffersons before?
Yeah.
She was the one that was married to the white neighbor.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know
enough of that. No.
And his father, Lenny's father, was a white Jewish man. I forget his name. It was like Sal something something. But the fact that they made this like beautiful... I mean, he's just gorgeous.
You got to fuck Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
Yep. Another stunner. Well, we've learned a lot about Lenny Kravitz today, and I'm happy we did it. People have been asking about it for a while.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But watch his video. Apparently, he's very hot, and he's naked, right? Is he naked?
Is he naked? I think
everyone here should Google Lenny Kravitz nude, because he had a famous wardrobe malfunction where he's wearing leather pants on stage.
Are you sure that's real?
Oh, yeah. There's full video and everything.
Oh, okay.
And he drops down like to squats, and his whole crotch rips open, and his beautiful cock and balls just is dangling there for a while.
But he looks like he's like hard almost.
That's just called a black dick, actually.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very lucky people. Very, very lucky folks. That's what Heartthrob always says. So I think we're good here. Thank you folks for listening. Welcome to December. Hope you guys have lovely Hanukkahs and Christmases.
This is Lola, and I'm here to tell the world to stop being such pussies and listen to Rare Form Radio.